Hey ladies and gentlemen, I am your host Thatani Toroyabone and welcome to my podcast. This is a letter to my first love podcast, and if you are new to this podcast, welcome, and if you are a returning subscriber, welcome back. So today's episode is all about my testimony and the main reason as to why I have started this podcast. So please tune in up until the rest of this episode as I will be sharing that. So today's episode is all about my testimony, or the main reason as to why I have started this podcast. I've been delaying, guys, to do this episode because I just felt like I needed to do it at the right time. The right time that God has ordained for it to happen. So when I saw that I didn't have topics to talk about in terms of this podcast, I just felt like God was leading me to do this specific episode to talk about the main reason as to why I have started this podcast. And a lot of people who know me, who have grown with me, or who have known me for a short space of time, will tell you that they didn't think ukuthi I would open a podcast or a YouTube channel because I am an extremely shy person. Guys, I'm really shy. I'm shy like to the core. So everything that I have done up until this point was from God, who is the main source of life. So yeah, here goes my testimony. So last year in 2021, during this month, in the second week of May, I went through something that was extremely painful, and I wouldn't wish it upon anyone, guys. Like, I wouldn't. So here it goes. So last year in the second week of May, my boyfriend and I were pregnant by the time, and we had just started making plans about having our firstborn. And then yes, we officially conceived, and then in the second week of May we miscarried. We were 2 months pregnant at the time, and then in that second week of May, in the very same Sunday of that second week of May, we were supposed to be turning 3 months pregnant, but that couldn't happen. We miscarried before 3 months, and so that was extremely painful. And what was even more painful was the fact that my miscarriage was incomplete. I had to go to the hospital for them to clean me inside, to remove the remains of the baby, the blood clots from my womb, so that I could be clean, because it was an incomplete miscarriage, and so they had to clean me inside. Guys, I wouldn't wish that upon anyone. I was very hurt, because imagine you trying to conceive for the first time and you go through something like that. It's very painful. I don't know how many people who have tried having babies but have miscarried, but the one thing I know is that it's not nice, guys. Going through a miscarriage is not nice. And sometimes, even if you didn't plan to have a baby, when you miscarry, like, immediately when you find out that you are pregnant, even if you didn't plan for that baby, and then you miscarry, it's painful. It's very painful for you, because you were aware of the fact that you were pregnant, and then having to go through that, having been excited and having been planning for the baby, like for the arrival of the baby, you just your dreams are just shattered, and then you're just like, what happened, you know? But I think that it's a phase that we all go through in life. God works in mysterious ways, obviously, and then when he causes you pain, he wants to build your character. He wants to make you strong. I have learned strength through my miscarriage last year, God was just telling me that you need to be strong, Tanam. And how I looked at this whole thing is that God was saying to me that you are strong and you're gonna come out strong, and if you could learn strength during this phase in your life, then dintho tse kgolo tse e leng gore di tloetsagala bophelong ba hao, you're gonna like, I'm gonna I'm gonna overcome them, you know. And I was just like, okay, Father God. And I was overwhelmed. I was like, God, you love me so much. I don't know what would have happened to me had maybe I conceived through 9 months, and then maybe, like, just guys, God knows why things happen to us, and maybe something was gonna happen to me, and then he was like, okay, Sharp, I'm gonna remove the baby out of the way because I can make another baby, but another me cannot be made anywhere else out there, guys, you know. So I just feel like whatever happened happened for a reason, and he knows, Ogutsi, I'm gonna have a baby, and I'm gonna have a baby at the right time, and at the time that he has ordained for it to happen. Right now is just not the right time to have a baby, and I was so shattered. I think I cried for about 2 weeks, and then anyone who has gone through a miscarriage, or maybe still born in J, like, you still your baby dying, like, before you could see them do anything, you will know, Ogutsi, after that thing, you wanna have another baby to replace your loss, to replace the pain that you had to go through. And so I also had those thoughts, guys. Yo, I had those thoughts, especially Busihu, like at night, from six. PM, I would just get these thoughts, Ukuti, I need to have another baby, because yo guys, Mina, I was very hurt, Clay, and it's so painful because I love baby so much, and my boyfriend also loves baby so much, and having to go through that, yo guys, it was shattering, like, yo, now I was shattered, Shem. But then I learned strength, and I learned a lot of things, and I also learned that God causes us pain so that we could help other people to heal from whatever that they're going through, using everything that we had to go through, you know. We have to look at it from a very positive perspective and not from a negative perspective, not asking God, why did you do this to me? Obviously, we have those thoughts, because I know with me, after this whole thing happened, I was like, God, why me? Why couldn't I conceive? What is wrong with me? Can't I conceive? Can't I be like other people? Because other people have like 3 to 4 kids, and now in my first attempt to having a baby, I miscarry, and I'm just like, but why me? And why me when I love kids so much, you know? And yo guys, I went through the most last day, and when I got discharged, I remember I was busy with one module. I was doing my honors, and I was supposed to submit. I got discharged in Thursday. Friday, I was supposed to submit an assignment, but then I couldn't do it because I had just been through the worst phase of my life. And then obviously when I came home, I had to focus on school. I had to focus on completing that assignment and sending it through. And then I did all that, and guys, I almost failed a module. I almost failed that module. But then I was like, God, you need to help me here. Because I didn't choose what has happened to me to happen to me. So you need to help me. And then I prayed about it. I prayed. And then God came through for me. And then I passed that module. And I was like, God, you're so good. So guys, now I just want to say to you that whatever you face in life, whether it's good or bad, especially bad or uncomfortable, you have to look at it from a positive perspective, because from my story, I have learned strength. God also built my character. And I also learned, or the greatest lesson that I have learned from this whole thing is that it's not the right time. Last year was not the right time. This year was not the right time for God to have ordained for me to have a baby. And so I don't know when it's gonna happen, but I know it will eventually happen, you know. So I just think that when you go through something in life, you have to kneel down and you have to ask God to tell you or to present to you the lessons that he wants you to learn from this whole thing. You have to ask him to show you the positives of you having to go through that thing, because also one of the many things that I have learned from my experience is that God loves me, and he did everything in his power. Like, he did everything that I had to go through to build my character. And most importantly, he used what the devil was planning for my destruction. He used it for his own good, to help me to discover great blessings of opening this channel, great blessings of being out there and helping someone to heal, helping someone to, by helping them to tell them that it's gonna be okay. Right now, but may not be the right time, but they will be okay. I have started opening this YouTube channel, even though I sometimes feel like it's not enough, or I'm not doing enough. God is like, when you are with me, you are enough, and you're gonna do great things upon, like, starting from this point, you know. So I just think that we should, okay, you need to cry. Yo guys, I learned to cry. I cried like a lot. Yo guys, I cried. I don't wanna lie. Like, I cried a lot, like nobody's business. But then I also realized that your crying has to have an your expiring date. Yes. And then after that, you have to remember your maker and who is God, and to present to you whatever that he wants to present to you. So yeah, guys, that's my testimony. I learned a lot of things. I learned to open this YouTube channel, this podcast. I'm also writing a book. Yeah. The pain that I had to go through. I'm just putting myself out there, and it's one of the reasons that God allowed pain to come my way, so that had it not been for my miscarriage, I just don't think I would have been in this point yet in life. So yes, guys, that's my testimony, and yeah. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you liked it. Goodbye, and love you lots.